ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Canto 4, the creation of the fourth order. Chapter 21, instructions by Maharaj Prithu. The last verse of the chapter, text 52. Namo vibhrindha sattvaya. Namo vibhrindha sattvaya. Purushaya mahiyase. Purushaya mahiyase. Yo brahmachatram avishya. Yo brahmachatram avishya. Vibhartidam svatejasa. Vibhartidam svatejasa. Namo vibhriddha sattvaya.
Namo vibhriddha sattvaya.
Purushaya mahiyase. Yo brahmachatram avishya. Vibharti idam svatejasa. Vibhartidam svatejasa. Namaha.
Namaha.
All obeisances.
All obeisances.
Vibhridham.
Vibhridham.
Highly elevated.
Highly elevated.
Satvaya.
Satvaya.
Unto the existence.
Unto the existence.
Purushaya.
Purushaya.
Unto the person.
Unto the person.
Mahiyase.
Mahiyase.
Unto one who is so glorified. Yaha, who? Brahma, Brahminical culture. Chatram, administrative duty. Avishya, entering. Bibharti, maintaining. Idam,
this.
Svatejasa, by his own prowess. This is the very satisfied citizens of Maharaj Prithu ending the chapter by glorifying him. Translation, dear Lord, you are situated in your pure existential position of goodness. Therefore, you are the perfect representative of the Supreme Lord. You are glorified by your own prowess. And thus you are maintaining the entire world by introducing Brahminical culture and protecting everyone in your line of duty as a Kshatriya. Please repeat, dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
You are situated in your pure existential position.
Of goodness.
Therefore you are the perfect representative.
Of the Supreme Lord.
You are glorified by your own prowess. And thus you are maintaining the entire world
by introducing Brahminical
culture and protecting everyone in your line of duty as a Kshatriya. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Without the spread of Brahminical culture and without proper protection from the government, no social standard can be maintained properly. This is admitted in this verse by the citizens of Maharaj Prithu, who could maintain the wonderful situation of his government due to his position in pure goodness. The word Vibhridhasattvaya is significant. In the material world, there are three qualities, namely goodness, passion, and ignorance. One has to be raised from the platform of ignorance to the platform of goodness by devotional service. There is no other means for elevating one from the lowest stage of life to the highest stage but the execution of devotional service. As advised in the previous chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, one can raise himself from the lowest position to the highest simply by associating with devotees and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly from their mouths. Shrinvatam svakata krishna punya shravana kirtanaha ridyantak stoya badrani vidunoti suritsatam. And Prabhupada gives a very short form translation. He says, quote, when one engages in devotional service in the first stages of hearing and chanting, the Lord, who is in everyone's heart, helps the devotee in cleansing his heart. Bhagavatam 1.2.17. In the gradual cleansing process, one is relieved of the influence of passion and ignorance and is situated on the platform of goodness. The result of association with the qualities of passion and ignorance is that one becomes lusty and greedy. But when one is elevated to the platform of goodness, he is satisfied in any condition of life and is without lust and greed. This mentality indicates one's situation on the platform of goodness. One has to transcend this goodness and raise himself to the pure goodness called
vivridha sattva. That's the second time Prabhupada's mentioned this phrase. That's his focus, vivridha sattva, or the advanced stage of goodness. In the advanced stage of goodness, one can become Krishna conscious. Therefore, Maharaj Prithu is addressed here as vivridha sattva, again, vivridha sattva, or one who is situated in the transcendental position. But Maharaj Prithu, although situated in the transcendental position of a pure devotee, came down to the position of Brahmana and Kshatriya for the benefit of human society and thus gave protection to the entire world by his personal prowess. Do I have to eat it? By his personal prowess. Although he was a king, a Kshatriya, because he was a Vaishnava, he was also a Brahmana. As a Brahmana, he could give proper instruction to the citizens, and as a Kshatriya, he could rightly give protection to all of them. Thus, the citizens of Maharaj Prithu were protected in all respects by the perfect king. John F. Kennedy once said, "You know, all the people want is a good king." Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Padati Svapadantikam Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vridha Sattvaya Purushaya Mahiyase Yo Brahma Chatra Madishya Bibharti Dam Patejasa. Three or four times Prabhupada mentions this phrase, so it's definitely his focus. In the word for word translations, Vivridha Sattvaya, highly elevated unto the existence. And then? Advanced stage of goodness. One who was situated in the transcendental position. So Prithu Maharaj, he's Shaktivesh Avatar. He's fully imbued with the Shakti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead to rule. Therefore, people like him. It's not like the modern leaders who have to ride around in bulletproof cars and have to be surrounded by bulletproof glass when they speak and have to have people looking around fervently. I'm thinking of the United States Secret Service to see who's going to kill them. Not like that. Because a leader like Prithu Maharaj, he personally knows the goal of life and he's showing others the goal of life. In the United States of America, every year, the president, he has his State of the Union address. So, and there's a metaphor they use for this. They call it the ship of state. The ship of state. So just imagine if you're the captain of a ship, and you take into account so many factors, but you don't take into account the main factor. The main factor. The main factor of action, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, is daiva, daiva chaivatra panchamam. The place, the performer, the senses, the endeavor, and ultimately the super soul. So at the end of every speech, the president will say, "God bless America." But where's God in the court, in setting the course, in setting the course of action? The previous president of America was so bad that on the inauguration of the new president, there were so many parties all over Washington, D.C. All over Washington, D.C. So many parties, so many celebrations. And the man even ran on the platform, change you can believe in. Change you can believe in. But we knew, as devotees especially, as followers of Srila Prabhupada, that this change was just going to be, as one president put it, Tweedledum. You go from Tweedledum to Tweedledee. Tweedledum, Tweedledee. It's the same, or like Prabhupada would say, wet stool, dry stool. You know. So we knew there was really not going to be a substantive change, because the goal of life is still the same. Sense indulgence, exploitation of the resources of material nature. It's doomed to fail. Therefore, on the eve of the inauguration, some devotees got together, a big kirtan yoga party, with some of these, you know, big kirtan yoga stars in the world, and also our own people. And they had a big kirtan festival, an all-night festival on the eve of the inauguration called Chant for Change. And it was, some devotees who were there said, it was the most amazing. This is the only hope for change. So Prita Maharaj is unique. He's pure devotee. He's Shakti Veshavatar. And he's able to act as both Brahmin and Kshatriya. You don't usually see this. Usually there's something, as Prabhupada calls it in the third canon, when Kardamuni, the Brahmin, and his wife's father, Swayambhuva Manu, they're talking, and then Prabhupada brings up in one purport this phrase, Bhakti Karya. Bhakti Karya refers to the sweet relationship between the Brahminical community and the Kshatriya community. The Brahminical community, they're protecting everybody by their wisdom, by their knowledge, by their vision, by their direction. Especially they're protecting the people in powerful positions from letting that power go to their head and abusing the power. So the Brahmins protect the Kshatriyas in an inner way, and the Kshatriyas protect the Brahmins outwardly by letting them be absorbed in Shastra and sacrifice, simple life, like that. But Prita Maharaj, he's both. He's Brahmin and Kshatriya. So it's extraordinary. And the citizens, they just love him because he's actually able to, as we say, deliver the goods. He's actually able to make them happy. So, for example, in America, they were dancing in the streets. Oh yes, we've gotten rid of that old guy, and now we have a new president. He's full of vim, vigor, and vitality. He's got fresh ideas. So here we are, 4 years down the road, or 3 years down the road. What's going on in America now? If you know something about what's going on in the American news, instead of dancing in the streets, they're occupying the streets. It's called the Occupy Movement. It started on Wall Street, and people are just sitting down all over the place, and they're stopping the machinery of, you know, Wall Street and the government, and they're just protesting. Why? Because more and more they're becoming jobless, unemployed, just as Prabhupada predicted they would, and just as it's bound to happen. And homeless, more and more foreclosures on homes. People don't have places to live. So they're just sitting down in places like Boston and Oakland and Denver and Washington, D.C., because they're not satisfied, never satisfied. Duspuri nanalina cha. The goal of life is not sense indulgence. The goal of life is, the purpose of life is to lead one's life as an offering, sacrifice, to make sacred our life by offering all of Krishna's energy back to him as a loving offering. So this direction is given by the Brahmins. It's facilitated by the Kshatriyas. And the citizens are experiencing this of Maharaj Prita. Therefore, the chapter is ending not with a big protest, but it's ending with sweet. Maharaj Prita has instructed them, you know, lectured them, you could say, and they didn't object. They liked it because they're actually happy. It's not that, as you know, the general tendency is that the modern governments, everybody's living beyond their means, so they get in bad debt, And then they have to invoke some what they call austerity measures, like it's going on in Greece, it's going on in Italy. You know, they don't dare say it in America, right? Austerity, the A word. God forbid, you know, we control ourselves. But the citizens don't like it if the leader says austerity, because they see he's living high in the hog, and these CEOs on Wall Street, you know, they're awarding themselves big bonuses. They're not doing it, so why should we? So, okay, what else do I have? So what do we do? What do we do? Well, Prabhupada wants us to imbibe what he's saying, live it, show it. He wants us to show the people a better way to live. We can preach, 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 preach till we're blue in the face. But we have to show a better way to live. And that's really a challenge. That's really a challenge. Because it means coming from the mode of ignorance and passion, which we're very good at dovetailing, right? The products of ignorance and passion. Coming to the mode of goodness. I think I mentioned this before, but I was living for many years at Gita Nagari, the village where the Bhagavad Gita is sung and lived. Prabhupada renamed the Pennsylvania farm Gita Nagari at one point. So at Gita Nagari, around in the area, it's right in the middle of Amish country. You know, the Amish people, famous for plain living, and their theology is not, it's pretty simple, but they're good plain livers. So I had an Amish friend, Sully Wengard, good Pennsylvania Dutch name, and he supported himself by making blankets and reversing the polarity of the water in people's pipes, reverse osmosis. So he sold magnets and blankets. So the Amish people like us because we try to work animals and live simply like that. And so he's trying to so Sally, one day he's talking to me, he says, "Hey, Rich, let me get something straight here. We started with horses, right? In the 18th century, we started with horses. And we never left them. And you can see that right on the roads. You know, horse and buggies. And we live simply, and we help each other. And now, you folks, you started with cars. And you're trying to go to oxen? Whoa!" So in a nutshell, Sally Wengard captured the modal Laguna challenge facing, you know, the first would-be putative followers of His Divine Grace who preached plain living and high thinking. He captured it right there. It was it's a major challenge to go from ignorance to passion to goodness and beyond. How do we do that? Prabhupada says it right here. One has to be raised from the platform of ignorance to the platform of goodness by devotional service. So it's a big, big challenge to not only preach it, but to live it, to show it. Just like the famous American, this is a very American class, I'm sorry. It's a very famous American writer, Mark Twain. He said, "When you're writing, don't just tell me that so-and-so is a screaming old lady. Just put her on the stage and let her scream. Just let her scream." So long before Nike said, "Just do it," Prabhupada also said, "Just do it." But we're slow. O learned one, in this iron age of Kali, men have but short lives. They are quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. So we're slow, but the good news is that Prabhupada's manifest vani, eternally manifest vani. His unmanifest, his vapu was unmanifest. Only 12 short years Prabhupada walked among us. His manifest vani is still there, full of chock-a-block, chock full of instructions of how to come from abysmal tamagun, rajagun, through sattvagun, connected to Krishna, be happy, go back home, back to Godhead. It's there. It's there. It's all there. All we have to do is, what did Sri Bhangananda Prabhu say? Yeah, we just have to read it. We just have to, you know, keep our ear to the ground with Prabhupada's, like birds, you know, the ears of birds, they're trying to hear the worm. Keep our ears to the ground of Prabhupada's vani, apply it in our lives, and we can have our own occupying. We'll just occupy ourselves so much with Prabhupada's ecstatic, blissful vani. He's given us enough to do for the next 10,000 years. And gradually, 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 it will manifest. But we have to shrinvatam, we have to hear and apply what we hear. Okay. Short class. Mahatma Prabhu.
In the purport, Prabhupada said, don't stop in sattva-gun. Go to Vishuddha-sattva. And he said, the process to get from the modes of nature, the lower modes, the only process is bhakti, to get to sattva-gun. So, it kind of sounds like, well, if bhakti is the process to get sattva-gun, and Prabhupada said it's the process to get the Vishuddha-sattva, but he said, don't stop at sattva-gun, it kind of sounds like we could stop at sattva-gun, or we have to do something. Could you just elaborate on that, what that means?
It sounds like we could stop at sattva-gun.
Yeah, he's giving us the same process to get to both positions, so you would think, he would say, you do devotional service, it will take you to sattva-gun and it will take you to Vishuddha-sattva.
Yeah.
But he makes the point, you have to go, don't stop, like we could do bhakti, get to sattva-gun and stop. We have, so what do we do not to stop, or do we stop ourselves, or what's going on there?
That's why, as Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj mentioned on Sunday, when we talk about varnashram, we always are quick to qualify it, daiva varnashram. God-centered, God-focused, Ishavasya. Varnashram is a bridge. Prabhupada in 231 purport calls it man's stepping stone for spiritual understanding. So if you're on a bridge, you don't camp out on the bridge. Unless you're, you know, unless you're stuck. So we can't, it's a Hare Krishna movement. In America we say, even if you're on the right track, if you don't keep moving, sooner or later you're going to get run over. Toot, toot. You see the bumper sticker? My karma ran over my dogma. Car and dog. Pun. My karma, you know, the momentum, the velocity of my material desires ran over my superficial spirituality. My karma ran over my dogma. Yeah. So we can't be like that. Sattva-gun is a trap. It can be. Krishna mentions it in 14.6. Tatra sattvam nirmalatva prakasha kamanamayam sukha-sangena badnati jnana-sangena chanaka. O sinless one, the mode of goodness, being purer than the others, frees one from sinful reactions. Those in this mode develop knowledge, but they become conditioned by the concept of happiness. When we're relatively well off in the material world, what happens? We get stuck. That's why Queen Kunti said, Mahatma Prabhu and I were in L.A. in April 73 for these Queen Kunti lectures. We were passing through Los Angeles on traveling Sankirtan. Oh, you've seen some of these videos. Janmaishwaya Sutashvibhi. Prabhupada is Yeah, it's wonderful. He was blasting us. He loved to do both. He would thank us for helping him, you know, you American boys and girls, and then he would make fun of how proud we were, you know, of our flyways, you know, our roads and our 747s. And so he would say, "So you all, so many gyros. But if you put one Krishna before, it becomes 10, 100,000, yes." It was so beautiful. He blasted us, and then after all the pieces were, he just picked up the pieces, and he put us at Krishna's lotus feet. You know, perfect. So yeah, the mode of goodness is a trap unless we connect it all to Krishna. We use it for Krishna's service. So it's not enough just to, you know, it's plain living and high thinking. Plain living is boring unless we have a life inside. If you're doing how can you do the same thing every day, you know, or live in the country, or when I lived at Gita Nagari, sometimes devotees would come from New York, you know, or Washington D.C. or Philadelphia, and after a day or two they would go crazy. What do you do here? You know, what do you do for? And then at night, you know, there was no horns, so they couldn't sleep. They had to bring their sound machines, you know, to plug in their sound machines so they could hear. It's funny. No, you got to take time and, you know, smell the mantras and smell the flowers and slow down. Think. We have to get a life inside. It's plain living and high thinking. Prabhupada borrowed that from a poem by William Wordsworth, who famously said, 1803, plain living and high thinking are no more. He was lamenting at the encroaching Industrial Revolution that 1803, he wrote this, you know, that the whole landscape is changing now. People are moving away from the farms into the cities. What to speak of now? So yes, the mode of goodness is also can be a trap unless we use it, that perfect form, as Maharaj Bhaktivedanta Purnamaj is always talking about form and substance and, you know, structure and essence. It's true. Unless we use it for Krishna, otherwise it is a trap. Is that all right?
How do we get out of the trap?
How do we get out of the trap?
Like, just
use it for Krishna, I mean, pray.
Can I use it for Krishna and still stay in the trap?
Can I be in Maya and Krishna conscious at the same time? Krishna helps us. Just like yesterday, I was getting on my cycle and I foolishly had my hand. And I was, you know how when you get on your bike, it's a little tricky. So I was trying to adjust my bead bag while I was trying to adjust the handlebar, and the whole thing went. After the bike fell on me, I got a big bandage on my leg. I got a tetanus shot. You know, I got to get the bandage changed today. You know, so if we're serious and sincere, Krishna gives us these beautiful reminders. And after it happened, I could tell I was due. Because I had been kind of on my horse lately, thinking I'm doing pretty good, you know. I'm coordinating a module and deadlines and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah? Try this one. Oh. Now I could really chant like a child for its mother. Anyway, Krishna helps us get unstuck from whatever modes we're in. If we're serious and sincere, and you just go in front of Lord Nishvigadev, you go, you get the crown on your head, and then you bow down and just pray for Lord Nishvigadev to remove obstacles, and he will do it big time. He will expose your anartas. Don't be afraid. It was great because I fell right, and then the bike fell on me, and my leg is bleeding and my toes gashed, and then right away the devotees came, and then they took the bike off me, And then some brahmachari from the brahmachari said, Prabhu, put your leg on the bed. And then he came with a whole first aid kit, you know, he was dressing the wound. And I said, Prabhu, you had medical training? A little something. But it was great. You know, he made a tourniquet, you know. So, karmani nirdahati kintu chabakti bhajam. So, whatever happens to us, it's our karma customized, tailored by Krishna to remind us, to teach us a lesson so we come closer to Him. Prabhu. Wait a minute, here comes the mic.
Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, Srila Prabhupada Goswami is mentioning the first and most important verse, which is describing the pure devotional service, which is Anya Vilashita Sunyam. Jana Karma Adi Anavritam. Like Bhakti Ponya Vijayaswami was mentioning in his last class, how we make a spiritual advancement by self-analyze.
By what?
By self-analyze.
Mm.
And with the self-analyze, checking with this verse of Jana Karma Adi Anavritam, I mean, pure devotional service is without personal motivation. And anavrita means uncovered with jnana and karma. So according Bhakti Ponya Vijayaswami, this self-analyze is very helpful for checking our spiritual advancement into anyabhilashita shunyam. Like Srila Rupa Goswami mentioned, anyabhilashita shunyam means shunyam, devoid of personal motivation. And anukulyana krishna anu, we can check ourselves if we are favorably engaged, anukulyana krishna anu, according Krishna's desire. So if we make this self-analyze every day, I think we can, it's a good stepping stone to check if we are advancing or regressing, according this quote from the Bhaktiradamita Sindhu. And then we can see at the end the activity, Shilanam Bhakti Uttamam, means that the activity will be Uttama Bhakti. We can try to reach, even if we are not on the platform, but I got this information and good advice from Bhakti Purna Vinyaswami. Anukulyana Krishna Anu, if we are not favorably engaged in devotional service, according Krishna's desire. Anukulyana Krishna Anu. Krishna Anu means Krishna's desire. If we are not favorably engaged in Krishna, according Krishna's desire, then we can make rectification by seeing if we are covered with jnana or karma. Karma means personal motivation, and jnana or speculative philosophic motivation. So I think it's very helpful daily, if we can do this like Sadhu Sangha with the Bhagavatam class or Bhagavad Gita class, and we can help each other in this way to move forward to this Chilanam Bhaktir Uttama. Chilanam Bhaktir Uttama means Uttama Bhakti. We can try to reach, but we can do by objective, different objectives. And step by step, we can help each other to rise on this platform of Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. I think it's very important. If we always stay in the light of Chakshu Sastra, then our spiritual life is safe. And we can advance daily on this platform by the mercy of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada and the Sadhu Sangha as well.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the third canto, thank you, that was great. You were helping us get unstuck there. It's a movement. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana. We want to enjoy the gross body, karma. Jnana, we're trying to enjoy the subtle mind. Or yoga too, trying to enjoy mystic powers. and favorable. How do we know if it's favorable? How do we know if our service is favorable? As you say, we have to help each other. We have to live in the Sangha of serious and sincere Vaishnavas. Because what I think is favorable, it might be, as we say, out to lunch, off the wall. It might be completely unfavorable. So Prabhupada writes in the third canto, a devotee is as thoughtful as a non-devotee is speculative. There's a hint. A devotee is as thoughtful as a non-devotee is speculative. See, the mind is always going, right? Even in dreams. So we have to ground that mind in Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. We have to let Guru, Sadhu, Shastra take over our lives, restore us, bring us back to our original condition. And then our thinking, feeling, and willing will be on the Sat platform. We won't simply be blowing in the wind. So thank you for that reminder. Very important. Anybody else? Any ladies? Questions? Okay. Mahatma Prabhu.
The passion and goodness are pulling. That means something's wrong somewhere. And one time Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness means you're happy. So if you're not happy, that's another symptom. You know, Prabhupada had this servant and he was always depressed. The Prabhupada said, I don't want to see your face. Go in the closet. Because it's not Krishna conscious, you know. Someone's walking around very depressed, that's a sign of ignorance. So when you're in goodness, naturally, what's the symptom of goodness? You're happy, joyful, not no lament, lamentation, no hankering. I was thinking this morning of Prahlad Maharaj's instructions. Said, you want to be happy? Here's the formula. Don't try. As soon as you try, you begin your misery. So that's also, we're trying because we're self-centered, and then we get caught in the modes of nature, and then we suffer. And why am I suffering? Because you're trying to be happy.
Yeah. We find ourselves by losing ourselves. This is how divinity is paradoxical to the material mind, because we're always living in duality. How do we find ourselves? By losing ourselves in the holy name, in the order of the spiritual master, in everything favorable for Krishna's service. We lose that false self and find our real selves. It's like a snake shedding its skin. A caterpillar changed his mind. How does that go? A caterpillar changed his mind. Something about shedding his a change of heart. Mangalananda. I forget the rest of the song. Anyway, the caterpillar becomes a butterfly by meditating on his real self, his full self, his consummate self. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.